Morris had come to California from Michigan. For the first few weeks after his arrival, he had asked people what the weather was going to be like later in the day, or on the following day. It seemed to him a natural question for a newcomer to ask, and a natural icebreaker. But he got very strange, puzzled looks from people. Later, he realized that he had come to one of the few places in the world where the weather was of no interest to anyone. It was always more or less the same, and rarely discussed. But automobiles? Now, there was a subject of almost compulsive fascination. People were always interested in what kind of car you drove, how you liked it, whether it was reliable, what troubles you had had with it. In the same vein, driving experiences, bad traffic, shortcuts you had found, accidents you had experienced, were always welcome conversation topics. In Los Angeles, anything relating to cars was a serious matter, worthy of as much time and attention as you could devote to it. He remembered as a kind of final proof of the idiocy of it all that an astronomer had once said that if Martians looked at Los Angeles, they would probably conclude that the automobile was the dominant life form of the area. And in a sense, they would be right. He parked in the lot of the Airport Marina Hotel and entered the lobby. The building was as incongruous as its name, with that California quality of bizarre mixtures. In this case, a sort of plastic and neon Japanese inn. He went directly to the bar, which was dark and nearly deserted at 5 p.m. There were two stewardesses in a far corner talking over drinks, one or two businessmen seated at the bar, and the bartender himself staring off vacantly into space. Morris sat at the bar. When the bartender came over, he pushed Benson's picture across the counter. "You ever seen this man?" "What'll it be?" the bartender said. Morris tapped the picture. "This is a bar. We serve liquor." Morris was beginning to feel strange. It was the kind of feeling he sometimes had when he began an operation and felt like a surgeon in a movie, something very theatrical. Now he was a private eye. "His name is Benson," Morris said. "I'm his doctor. He's very ill." "What's he got?" Morris sighed. "Have you seen him before?"
"Sure, lots of times. Harry, right?"
"That's right, Harry Benson. When was the last time you saw him?"
"An hour ago."
The man shrugged.
"What's he got?"
"A serious brain disease. It's important to find him. Do you know where he went?"
"Brain disease?"
The bartender picked up the picture and examined it closely in the light of a glowing Schlitz sign behind the bar.
"That's him, all right. But he dyed his hair black."
"Do you know where he went?"
"He didn't look sick to me." "Are you sure you're..."
"Do you know where he went?" There was a long silence. The bartender looked grim.
"You're no fucking doctor," he said. "Now beat it."
"I need your help," Morris said. "Time is very important." As he spoke, he opened his wallet, took out his identification cards, credit cards, everything with an MD on it. He